You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Bernie DeGroat. With the presidential election looming amidst the biggest financial crisis since the Great Depression, Americans have a lot to think about as they head to the polls. Terry Kozdrowski of the Ross School of Business sat down with Professor Wayne Baker, who blogs at ourvalues.org, to discuss what people are saying about the financial bailout and the election.
Professor Baker, the government passed a financial rescue package, but it took a failed vote in the House and some sweeteners to get it done. The administration, along with several economists, argued this was really a rescue for the U.S. economy. So why was there so much opposition to this?
There are two reasons why so many people opposed it. The first reason has to do with a fundamental difference in values. On one side, you have free market values. Those are usually associated with Republicans. And on the other side, you have strong government regulation of markets, and those values are usually associated with the Democrats. The second reason was simple self-preservation and self-interest. Most voters absolutely hated the rescue plan, and a lot of these representatives had to go back and face their voters, and they didn't want to say that they had voted for the plan when they were going to come up for re-election.
And what were the reasons for the opposition among the electorate, not just the lawmakers, but what was driving the public opposition to this?
I think there's a number of reasons. One, people didn't understand it. Two, there's a distrust of government and big business. I think that there's a distrust of our representatives and senators in Washington as well. And there was a sense that it was socialism for the rich, that we're going to bail out Wall Street bankers, but we don't have money for health care or the educational system.
And how do you think the passage of this bill, along with the continuing financial crisis, is affecting the presidential election?
Well, I think the economic crisis has made the economy the number one issue in this campaign. It's overwhelmed and overshadowed just about everything else. We hear very little now about social issues such as, same-sex marriage. We're not hearing much about Sarah Palin and Pentecostalism the way we did before. Now, you add an unpopular president to a bad economy, and you really have a situation that is ripe for a Democratic sweep in the November elections. In fact, some people think that the Democrats may be able to get 60 seats in the Senate, which would be filibuster-proof.
Yet, Barack Obama is not pulling away in the polls, at least not yet. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think there's another issue here, and some people will talk about it and some people won't. I think that race is still a factor, and we don't know how that's going to play out. I think the economy is the number one issue now. There's an unpopular president. It's not a good time to be a Republican, but I think race is still an issue that's going to factor into the elections.
Recently, the campaign took more of a negative tone from both sides. Governor Palin brought up the Reverend Wright issue. Senator Obama responded with the Keating 5 reference. The public says they hate negative campaigning, but at the end of the day, does it work?
That's an interesting question. Politicos claim that it works, and the people who make the ads claim that they work. But when you examine the evidence systematically, it doesn't seem that negative ads have much effect. The evidence is either mixed or inconclusive. Now, we do know that people pay more attention to negative ads than positive ads, and that they remember them more accurately, but it doesn't seem to have a lot of effect on what people actually do. There does seem to be a small effect on turnout, that is, whether people go to the polls or not. And it's a depressing effect. People don't like negative ads. They tend to tune out and turn off and not show up in the polls. Sometimes the target of the attack ad is liked less, but there's also backlash against the sponsor of the attack ad, so that's kind of a wash. And in general, when you look at all the evidence, you have to conclude that negative ads just don't make much of a difference.
But it does sound like if you are behind in the polls, or if you think you're behind in the polls, it might be worth a gamble?
Well, it might be worth a gamble. It's sometimes an act of desperation. People are motivated to do something that's going to make a difference if they see that things are slipping away.
Based on the comments that you've read on ourvalues.org, what do people seem to think is at stake in this election? Is it just the economy?
Well, before the crisis on Wall Street and the economy imploded, people were concerned mostly about the issues of race and religion. We'd receive a lot of comments about that. But once this economic disaster hit and came to the forefront, that is number one on people's minds now. People are very concerned. People are worried. I think people are just scared about what's happening. And we also see now that the bailout plan doesn't have the effect, or at least has not had the effect so far, of thawing the credit market, and people are expressing that they're just nervous and scared about it.
So business issues will be at the forefront of this election.
What's interesting, the economy often is the deciding factor in major elections. Every now and then, other issues will come up. Moral values might come up every now and then. But the economy often is the issue on which an election will turn, and I think that's going to be the case this time.
Professor Baker, thank you very much.
Wayne Baker is a sociologist and professor at the Ross School of Business. He is heading a large research project to create a barometer of American values. You can sign up for pre-election and post-election surveys at ourvalues.org.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.